How marvelously the secrets of life are revealed when the words found in the Holy Word of God, the Holy Bible, are given supreme number one honor. In order to fully participate in the revelation, a 100% surrender to the truth of the gospel is imperative. 99 just won't do. The 1% of unbelief will eventually leaven the whole lump. Jude chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. On this website, there are presently 342 features. God willing, this number grows by one every Thursday eve. All of the features prove the beautiful truth of the Scriptures. These subjects are all archived in text and streaming audio. Have you yet to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, the King of Glory? Would you like to have life and life more abundantly? Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 5:5, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. God said, Genesis chapter 5, verse 8, and all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. God said, Genesis 5:27, and all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. God said, Genesis 9:29, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Man said the Bible is a book of incredible fairy tales. Now the record. All the amazing claims in the Scriptures, could they be true? God speaking us and the universe into existence in six literal 24-hour days just over 6,000 years ago, and his placing of one man, Adam, and one woman, Eve, who was made of man's rib in a place called paradise, could such accounts be true? Could it be true that God destroyed the entire earth and all terrestrial creatures by a global flood, saving only Noah alive and all that was upon the ark? Were the world's creatures once vegetarian? Did God strike Egypt with horrendous plagues? And did Moses lead the Israelites out of Egypt via the Red Sea? Did Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and did the walls come tumbling down? Did David slay Goliath, and was there a Jonah in the whale? Were there fire-breathing dragons, fiery-flying serpents, and did giants once walk the earth? What about the Tower of Babel, Sodom and Gomorrah, and Joseph and his coat of many colors? Can such accounts be proven? Are these accounts simply incredible fairy tales, or does empirical data soundly support the Bible's account? The single answer to all the questions posed is a resounding yes. Fitting into the category of incredible but true is man's average lifespan of 911 years before the flood. Immediately after the great flood, lifespan begins to drop precipitously, first down to 120 years, then finally to the psalmist 80 years and 10, or an average of 70 years. As an aside, Genesis 6:3, which refers to man's lifespan of 120 years, is interpreted by some to mean that Noah was building the ark for 120 years, although there is no suggestion in that verse of such an idea. The famed Jewish historian Josephus, who wrote directly after the years of Christ, weighed in on this subject in the following passage. Now, God loved this man for his righteousness, yet he not only condemned those other men for their wickedness, but determined to destroy the whole race of mankind and to make another race that should be pure from wickedness, and cutting short their lives, making their lives not so many as they formerly lived, but 120 only. He turned the dry land into sea, and thus were all these men destroyed. End of quote. There are several features on God Said, Man Said that deal with the lifespan of man. These subjects are posted at the end of this feature for your perusal. Could man have lived for nearly 1,000 years, as the Scriptures clearly state, with the Bible's oldest man, Methuselah, reaching 969 years? Last week's feature article, titled, Is Immortality Knocking?, dealt with the Bible's truth that Adam was created immortal, and as a result of sin, death and mortality began to reign. The following excerpt from Experimental Gerontology was published by Dr. McCullough, and it's an update for Is Mortality Knocking? It is also additional information and certification of the scriptural account of 911 average years for the antediluvian lifespan. It reads this: the search for a cure for aging, or the proverbial fountain of youth, is alive and kicking throughout the world. Still, the camps are divided over whether virtual immortality in humans is possible, and if it is, if it's a good thing. According to Cambridge University geneticist Audrey DeGray, the first person to live to be 1,000 years old is certainly alive today, whether they realize it or not. Barring accidents and suicides, most people now 40 years or younger can expect to live for centuries. Among the many advances in science and technology that point to an incredibly long life for humans, possibly in the near future, are experiments that have extended the lifespan of fruit flies and other organisms, including mammals. Anti-aging researchers are increasingly optimistic that aging can be slowed down dramatically or even prevented altogether. Even the federal government has devoted funds to the tune of $2.4 billion a year to study the biology of aging. In the near future, say the next 2 to 4 decades, the disease of aging will be cured, said Robert Friedis of the Institute of Molecular Manufacturing, a nonprofit nanotech group in Palo Alto, California, end of quote. This feature deals with the historian's record concerning the phenomenal lifespan of ancient man. It also demonstrates the catastrophic results when truth is rejected for hypothesis. The following paragraph is found in the writings of Josephus. Now, when Noah had lived 350 years after the flood, and that all that time happily, he died having the number of 950 years. But let no one, upon comparing the lives of the ancients with our lives, and with the few years which we now live, think that what we have said of them is false, or make the shortness of our lives at present an argument that neither did they attain to so long a duration of life. For those ancients were beloved of God, and lately made by God himself, and because their food was then fitter for the prolongation of life, might well live so great a number of years. And besides, God afforded them a longer time of life on account of their virtue, and the good use they made of it in astronomical and geometrical discoveries, which would not have afforded the time of foretelling the periods of the stars unless they had lived 600 years, for the great year is completed in that interval. Now I have for witnesses to what I have said all those that have written antiquities, both among the Greeks and barbarians, for even Manetho, who wrote the Egyptian history, and Berosus, who collected the Chaldean monuments, and Molchus, and Hestatius, and besides these, Aeronimus, the Egyptian, and those who composed the Phoenician history, agree to what I here say. Herod also, and Hecatius, and Helicanus, and Oslus, and besides, Yoros and Nicholas relate that the ancients lived 1,000 years. But as to these matters, let everyone look unto them as he thinks fit, end of quote. If man lived an average pre-flood life of 911 years, or basically 13 times longer than we do today, and they certainly did, then much of the world's knowledge that rejects this biblical record would have a very distorted view of reality, and it certainly does. Just 2 points will be briefly discussed to illustrate. 1, Neanderthal man. The Neanderthal is showcased by Darwinian scientists as an evolutionary progression to today's modern man. The following excerpt is from the God Said, Man Said feature article, Adam Was to Live Forever. Tremendously long pre-flood lifespans answer many questions. Consider Neanderthal man, one of the evolutionists' supposed links between ape and man. Because pseudoscience has rejected the Bible and the creation model, the following truth has escaped the followers of pseudoscience. A.L. Gillen writes in the book Body by Design the following. Dr. Jack Cozzo, a research orthodontist for over 30 years in his book Buried Alive, explains Neanderthal man's skeletons. His studies show that the human head does not stop growing as we age. Contrasting the measurements of people's heads when they were 19, in their late 40s, and some at age 80, he discovered that the head changed in the following ways. 1, the brow ridge came forward. 2, the jaw came forward. 3, the nose got bigger. 4, the chin came forward. 5, the cheeks came forward and flattened out. 6, the teeth came forward. 7, the back of the head started to point out. Think of a baby's soft head. It is fashioned with cartilage as well as bone. Our skull gradually changes over time from fetus to infant to adolescent to adult. This has been known for some time. But more recently, Dr. Jack Cozzo has found that our skull continues to change in our old age, and assuming man could live to 150, 200, 300, or even 500 years of age, this pattern of change would produce an individual that looked remarkably like Neanderthal man. End of quote. Number 2, dinosaurs. Man living 13 times longer before the flood of Noah suggests that all of God's creatures would have enjoyed a similar benefit. Consider reptiles, which of course include lizards, that never stop growing. An old snake is a big snake. Reptiles never stop growing. Take into consideration that prior to the flood, under God's perfect water canopy, which blocked out ultraviolet killer rays from the sun, there was abundance of perfect air, water, and food. Now consider the Chinese iguana that can reach a length of 12 feet. If that terrible lizard would live 13 times longer, and if it grew in equal proportion, it would be 156 feet long and potentially several stories tall. The word dinosaur, which was coined in the 1800s, simply means terrible lizard. Evolution's poster child, the dinosaur, is just a giant reptile. For more information on this subject, click on the dinosaurs on this website. When God's word is rejected, foolishness is the result. Yes, man lived to nearly 1,000 years of age in the days of the Bible. The Bible declares it so when the record says yes. The Bible is the solid truth. Stand on it. God said, Genesis 5:5, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years and he died. God said, Genesis 5:8, and all the days of Seth were 912 years and he died. God said, Genesis 5:27, and all the days of Methuselah were 969 years and he died. God said, Genesis 9:29, and all the days of Noah were 950 years and he died. Man said the Bible is a book of incredible fairy tales. Now you have the record.